Bank of Cardiff. This is Gabe.
Hey, Jake. Somebody called me this morning from this number.
Who am I speaking with?
Greg White.
Alrighty. What company are you with, Greg?
I own County Line Pizza.
Okay. You know what? Give me a moment there, Greg. Is it a Boujé Bistro, the business legal name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, yeah, I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I saw you had sent over the online application, faxed it over, actually.
Huh?
Yeah, do you have a couple minutes now to chat?
Yes, good.
Okay, great. So I got the application here. Wanted to see, are you looking for equipment right now? Are you looking for some capital for the business there?
A little bit of both.
Okay, a little bit of both, okay. Alrighty, and how much capital were you thinking about bringing on?
At least 80.
80, okay.
80,000.
Gotcha. And what equipment are you thinking about bringing on there?
Well, I was looking at the two different coolers. Now, I don't know if y'all do just equipment, or is it flooring and tables, booths and stuff like that, or what?
I'm not sure if we can do floor. I know we can do tables and booths and that sort of thing, and like walk-in coolers or reach-in coolers, that sort of thing. I'm not sure about the tile. I'm not sure if we could finance that under equipment, but as far as the tables go and the bit and that sort of thing, we can finance that.
Okay.
So are you looking for some reach-in coolers, or is it a walk-in fridge, or
no? Reach-in.
Reach-in cooler. Okay. What's the price tag on that?
Probably about $2,200, $2,300.
Okay. And then how about the tables, chairs there?
Not much at all. Probably about $4,000.
Okay. And is what would the $80,000 be used for there? Did you include that in the...
No, that is stuff I want to do for my marketing and different things that I want to do for the restaurants that I have.
Okay, got you. Okay, and are you 100% owner there?
I am.
Okay, and it looks like you guys are incorporated based on your app. Are you guys S-Corp, C-Corp?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. And how long have you... Okay, that should be fine for now, I mean, as long as we know you're incorporated.
Oh, yeah, I know that. 7 years business.
Perfect.
Okay. That's what I'm 8th year, yeah.
Okay, so that was my next question. Perfect. All right, and let's see, it looks like you did about $405,000 last year in sales?
That is correct.
Okay, and any current loans with the business right now?
One, about done, that's it. I think I have one that's about 20, not even 20,000 left on it, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so yeah. Let's see. And that's it, just the balance that's just under 20,000, we'll say?
About 20,000 is left on it, yeah.
Okay, and who is that with?
On Deck.
On Deck, okay. All right. And, okay. And are you looking to get that paid off there and then net some additional funds?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to pay that off. Off. Okay. And let's
see. Now,
is this
like a traditional bank loan, or is this also through credit cards as well?
So let me ask you. I was going to ask you that. Is the one with On Deck, that's not through your credit card sales, right?
Yes.
It is through your credit card sales?
That is, yes.
Okay, so we have both programs available. So we have, you know, your working capital loan, which is, you know, not going to touch your credit. What is On Deck taking, like, a specific retrieval percentage there of your credit card sales?
No, they take a dollar amount.
So they're just taking a daily payment from you?
Yes.
Okay. So we have different programs here. We do have a program that will take, it looks like you guys have strong credit card sales there. We do have a program for... you know, like an MCA, which takes like a small percentage of your credit card daily sales. Then we have programs like On Deck with like daily, weekly, and monthly payments, different program options. So we have both available.
Okay.
And then our equipment finance program,
that's down the road. That's That's not a priority.
So you're thinking capital first, and then you're looking at the equipment later on?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, no problem. But you're looking to pay that off. Okay. So yeah, like I said, we have both the programs, you know, as far as, you know, the MCA goes and then kind of your more traditional working capital loan. You know, really, what it really matters is, you know, what you're looking for, what's going to benefit the business, the most.
Okay.
You know, what I would recommend is, you know, when we take a look at your bank statements, if you could also include 4 months of your credit card sales, just because you guys have such strong sales there, it might help you get a stronger approval. Maybe a longer term as well. So I don't know. We kind of have to evaluate the file. How is your personal credit look like?
725.
Okay. So good. So good credit. All right. 725. Okay. And how soon are you looking to bring on some funds there?
Whenever, as soon as I can. I mean, it's not a priority. It's not a rush. It's just something I want to get done.
Right, gotcha.
I have some things I want to work on, but I don't have to have it.
Okay, I got you. Okay, let's see here. So we got the only current loan. Yeah, so as far as the application process goes with us, we're going to look at, we have the application here, we're going to look at 6 months business bank statements. If you can get over 4 months of your credit card processors, like I said, that might be able to help us get you stronger approval, because you guys do, you know, strong... You guys do. You, is it $35,000 to $40,000 a month in credit card sales, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys have very strong credit card sales. You know, we might want to take a look at 4 months of that, maybe January through April. You know, do you have online banking there with First Data?
I do.
Okay,
no,
so that should.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay, cool. So that shouldn't be an issue. Just down one of those real quick, and then yeah, we'll look at your the first page of your tax return. If it's an S corp, it should be the 1120S. You look at your most recent year. So if you don't have 2015 taken care of, we could just take a look at 2014.
I have it all. My account
is okay. Perfect. Yeah. So what I'd like to do is, you know, I'm not quite sure we could get to that 80,000 mark. It is possible. I just don't want to promise you, you know, that if we come at you with, you know, 50 or 60,000, I'm not quite sure what we'd be able to do. You know, as well as netting you that much and getting that on deck taken care of there. But yeah, I'll shoot you off an email here, so you can have my my contact information and know where to fax or email the documentation to proceed here on your file. We can get you an answer usually in 1 to 2 days. So it's pretty simple. What's a good email for you there, Greg?
gwhite8080@cox.net.
Make sure we have that here. I have G White.
G, as in Greg. G.
Okay, yeah. G as in Greg White, 8080@cox.net.
That is correct.
Cox.net. Okay, yeah. I'll get that email sent off to you here shortly. Yeah, and we'll go ahead and see what we can do for you here. Get you an answer in a day or two, alrighty?
I appreciate it, buddy.
Cool, yeah, Greg. And if you have any questions, my information in the signature there, you'll have my my direct line there if you have any questions about the application process, or you can shoot me an email back, whatever works best for you. Alrighty?
All right. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah, nice speaking with you, Greg, and we'll see what we can do for you. You have a good day. We'll be in touch. Bye. Yeah.